Estás hablando de Cam Reading.
No. What is up and welcome back to another episode of the Yeehaw Ha Podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, everybody? What's going on, Hooter? How the hell are you?
I'm just out here.
Bro. Oh, you out here big time today. Just booby trapping things.
Nah, come on, man.
How, dude? How the hell's your day, Hooter?
Dude, they finally fixed my home.
Oh, with the
Floods and things.
Did we talk about the floods and things?
I did on a solo one.
Oh, all right. So
today was the final day. Actually, tomorrow they're gonna come and steam out the carpet, so it's still not done.
What time are they coming tomorrow?
9 a.m.
Oh, so it should be good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad. Right, that's what, 2 weeks? A week.
About two.
You know, it's
it happened first birthday week, no?
Yeah. So
15th. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Fucking bastards, bro.
But you know what's crazy, Hooter? Like at the same time, it was around the same time that, you know, your house got flooded right around the same time that those floods happened here in Texas. And like as inconvenienced as you are, like people lost lives, people lost so many things, Hooter. You know,
I know what you're doing.
No. I'm just thinking, like, it's all perspective. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. It's all perspective, Hooter. Yeah, you've gone through some trials and tribulations. I get it. And I, you know, you will rebuild. You'll rebuild officially tomorrow after 9 a.m. when they try to shut up. But I do understand your suffering.
Wow. The nerve
of Hooter Moreno.
You know what's crazy? When they were first drying it, they did say they were working 80-hour weeks through drying shit from the floods that really did happen, and my flood.
To, like, not making fun of, obviously, disasters and things like that. I'm just giving Hooter a hard time because, you know, and for all the, you know, Steve Trevino is doing a big benefit show for all the flood victims, because I mean that shit doesn't go away,
dude. That's like, crazy, because he already did something too,
dude. Yeah, he fed, it's like, big shout out to Steve Trevino, because that guy wears his heart on his fucking sleeve, and he's helping out the veterans, he's helping out the first responders, he's helping out the victims of the flood.
And dude, Latham said that he raised 13 grand at that when he fed the first responders.
Dude, I mean, the guy is he's great at putting things together. Like, mm-hmm. when, you know, he's great at using all the resources that he has at his disposal and the relationships that he has as well. Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's in the news for a minute, but then there's so much stuff that's happening that just the headlines get taken away by so much other, you know, there's a freaking UFO flying over the volcano in Mexico.
Bro, Trump's talking about Sidney Sweeney.
Is he really? Listen, that's on the news, you know? So people forget that people are still, you know, going through shit, and not, you know, and water is a motherfucker, dude. The damage that water does, you know, fire is devastating, but fucking water, all those natural disasters.
Literally, look at those people still haven't rebuilt in LA.
No, it's gonna, I mean, that's how devastating those things are.
And how long it lasts, to your point.
And the flood will wash whole neighborhoods away. You know, mm-hmm. But anyway, again, shout out to Steve Trevino for helping out to all the people that are in need. What else are you talking about right now?
About my hard life and how they're gonna fucking.
Mm-hmm. They're coming tomorrow Trump
just talking about Sidney Sweeney.
What did he say about Sidney Sweeney?
That why is the radical left trying to bash Sidney Sweeney and her genes?
You know, she has good genes. I did see it. I went online after you told me about it, and I was like, you know, I don't remember her from Euphoria. I only watched, I tried to get into Euphoria. I got into a few episodes.
It gets a little too crazy, right?
That's
like a little too much high school drama ish.
Too, but on like just another level of what the fuck?
Too much Gen Z drama?
It's just too much drama. It was just too much drama for me. Mm-hmm. That's one. Anyway, yeah. So I don't remember the character per se, and I do remember a lot of like fentanyl and
lots of fentanyl. And well, that's all these fucking kids are on.
And Odine and suicide attempts and just the most freaking closeted homosexuality.
Lots of that too.
Religious fanaticism. Was that in there, or am I making that part up?
I'm trying to remember, but
I think that the gay closet guy was a Christian something. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, but I did see her, and I mean, she's beautiful, you know? And I like that nobody said, oh, we're so sorry, we didn't mean that, blah, blah, blah. Because it wasn't, that's clearly they're not saying she has good genes because she's fucking white.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or are they Hooters?
Maybe, dude. And if that and that's okay too, right?
How many people value blue eyes and blonde hair?
Tons.
How many Mexicans marry dudes with blonde hair and blue eyes because they want their kids to have blonde hair and blue eyes?
How many?
They're searching for. They sacrifice love for those genes. Bro, I don't care if I don't love this guy. He's gonna give me a blonde haired, blue eyed baby.
There's. The darkest Mexicans tell their kids to go find themselves a güera.
To lighten up the freaking... Forget, you know, we don't care that you're 5 foot tall. Don't go find a tall person. Go find a light person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bananas.
And dude, Tom Brady was kicking it with her.
Oh, yeah?
What a beast, right?
What did he say?
Like, if it wasn't enough, they were hanging out on his yacht or something.
Did they know each other prior to that? Or did he just say, hey, man?
This was before this campaign.
Oh,
like sometime in the summer.
Wait, dating her?
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
I'm assuming early 20s.
Wow, and Tom's got to be what, 40s?
Yeah, easy. He was playing when he was 40.
Yeah.
He's a beast, bro.
Hey, but Tom Brady looks good. He kept, dude, fuck, I'd fuck Tom Brady.
Dude, Tom Brady?
If I had pussy, I'd give Tom Brady pussy.
Yeah, bro.
All day. Five Super Bowl rings?
Come on.
Five, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Or did he do six?
No, I think five.
I think he did six.
No, four with the
Patriots,
and then one with Tampa. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone, dude.
I'm gonna do a thing topless in some jeans, and I said I have good jeans.
Good jeans.
I'm gonna do that. Let's take a picture right here on this couch after the podcast. I'll go put on my jeans, and you take a picture with the good camera, and I'll post that right now.
Okay.
I have good jeans. Hashtag Sweeney. I went to, I don't know if I told you, I went to the dentist the other day. You know how I've been talking, I did talk about it, right? The sinuses and all the other crazy shit that I've been doing with the ear infections and all that shit.
You might have talked about that.
But anyway, I've been battling these ear infections for freaking ever and... Wrong doses, wrong antibiotic, another go to an ENT specialist, and they said, oh, your problem's not in the freaking ears, it's your sinuses. We have to do surgery, so I do that. When that recovers, I still have the pain when I bite.
No way.
Well, yeah, even after. So
I didn't know that.
So not all the time, but every once in a while, right? And so I'm like, okay, so it wasn't the sinuses, clearly. And so I made an appointment with the dentist.
That sucks, considering all the shit you did.
Oh, my God. So much. But it still needed to be done, I guess. Unless they bamboozled me and sold me some shit I didn't need. If you're selling fakes, no. There's no way. Doctors are honest.
I'm just saying. Dude, people be selling things.
I know, dude. And so... And I buy Hooters. Boy, do I buy things.
People be selling and people be buying, bro.
And so I went to the dentist the other day. I said, you can just make me an appointment with the dentist. Maybe it's a tooth thing, you know, and I'm over here, you know, blaming the ears. Yeah. And so freaking go to the dentist. They do all these x-rays. It's like, well, we don't see anything here. But we're going to send you to a root canal specialist. And he goes, you know what, I'm going to freaking file your teeth down back here and relieve some of this pressure, which sounds like we're going to put you under and do some shit. They didn't put me under, and I just heard, and then fucking they're rinsing shit out. They didn't numb me for fuck. Yeah. And this guy just took some tooth out. Dude, I was able to bite with no pain, and it's gotten progressively better. So whatever it was, he saw something that was causing pressure. But he had sent me to a root canal specialist. Mm-hmm. So I go to the root canal specialist, and you know, I forget how old I am. But today, boy, did I get reminded all day. And so I go to the desk, I sign in. Well, first of all, the lady says, I'm gonna have you sign here. And I thought, I'm looking for a pen. And I'm looking for a paper to fucking sign. Mm-hmm. This lady has an iPad, dude.
Oh, of course.
Which, you know, they're everywhere. But this is my first dentist. And maybe I just haven't been to the dentist in a minute. But I was, you know, they're still signing in and papers. You still have a sign-in sheet and things, right? And I'm
That's
like.
That's so funny.
And I'm like. And then in my head, I'm like, holy shit. I'm in a different fucking world right now. This is how people are signing in, and I'm looking for pens. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to catch up to the future here. And then she had me signing all the little chingaderas. I acknowledge this, blah, 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 blah. All on the freaking iPad. And then she goes, okay, there's going to be one more screen. Bro, I swore there was going to be a goddamn tip thing right there. When that bitch said there's going to be one more screen, I swore there's going to be
question.
Yeah, one more. Can you answer the question on this screen? And I'm like, motherfucker. It was something that pertained to the whole chingadera, all right? So I go to the back. They call me in right away. And she's going to take me in for some x-rays and some, like, MRI of my fucking face, right? And she goes, you're going to have to stand over here. And I go, okay. And she goes, do you have problems standing?
Yikes,
now,
bro.
First of all, I was wearing some shorts with the drawstrings aren't that great. But I'm like, fuck it. I just put them on. And I didn't even notice that it was the ones that have that I just wore around the house. Drawstrings. And, right? Uh-huh. And I got my pocket. I got my wallet, my freaking phone, everything's in my freaking pockets. These things are falling. I'm holding them and I'm walking.
That's brutal.
Which probably looks like I have a problem standing.
Not a great look.
It probably looks like I have. And so I said, no, I'm good. I go, damn.
Wait, did you put that together right then and there?
No.
Or did you say, what the fuck?
I said, what the fuck? Okay, because I even said, I said, have I got to that age where I look like I have problems standing? And then she goes, well, no, but it's just people your age sometimes have problems with their knees or their hips. And this chick, and I'm like, okay.
Back-to-back insults without even trying, which makes it even more insulting.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, and then she goes, I could raise it higher. I could just fucking take the goddamn things. Because I'm like, kind of like, have my chingaderas down like this, you know? But I'm like, I'm not trying to let you reposition this whole goddamn thing. You already got me in the contraption. Just fucking go. Okay. So then she goes, and she sits me in the other fucking room waiting for the dentist. And the dentist comes and she's going to freaking examine me. And she looks at me and goes, do you have problems laying down?
Jesus,
and
I'm like,
okay,
dude.
Fuck me. How beat up do I look? The best part, I had left the gym like an hour earlier, dude. I was tight. I wasn't going to look any better today than I did at that moment. And yet,
wow,
I'm just getting asked all this, like, you know. All these freaking, like,
are you okay
questions.
To breathe?
Yeah.
Jesus. Is your heart rate way too high right now?
Do you need me to open a window for you?
Jesus.
This is okay.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. And then, like, getting close to me, like, I can't hear either.
Oh, no.
No, they weren't doing that shit. But anyway, so she's just recommending, like, she just said things that shaving it helped out. Oh, And then she goes, you've got these fillings in there that are made out of God knows what. She goes, we don't use that no more. That went out many years ago.
Nuggets.
What's that?
Whatever's in the chicken nuggets are in these fillings.
You got mercury in there. Or, I don't know what I have in there. But anyway, she goes, and that with time, it expands. And what happens is your teeth crack. And I'm like, motherfucker, that's what happened to my other tooth. It freaking cracked, right? And she goes, so what we can do is blah, 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 yada, yada. So, but I you know, it because I literally, Hooter, forget my age. I still, you know, you go from being a kid to a muchacho, you know, a joven, a young person, to all of a sudden you're a fucking señor. Mm-hmm. You're a senior citizen. And I'm in that senior citizen, even at the freaking, why is that funny?
You're the senior now, dude.
I am. And even at the gym, when I'm at the gym and I see dudes or dudes see me that are, you know, my age and older, we just kind of give each other that look, like that little nod, like, all right, I see you.
You're still kicking.
You're still doing it. You know, it's almost like this little fucking
good game,
like a special club, you know, of like, all right, you know, and all of them are lifting light, but they're all keeping it together. They're all keeping, and you could tell that at some point in their lives, they were fucking, they still got the outfits, mm-hmm. like they're going to do heavy shit, but they ain't doing heavy shit. Mm-hmm. You don't need a belt right now, homie.
Yeah. And why would you, like, at that age, chest. There's no reason.
No. And so this dude came up to me the other day. I was finishing on the decline mm-hmm. for the lower chest. And, he's standing there and I go, I'm almost done, bro. I just got one more set. And then he goes, oh, you're good, dude. He goes, I just, you know, got it. You know, they start. And I go, oh, yeah, they sag a little lower every year. And he goes, oh, you got that right. And so then, you know, we just start talking. So I get up and then he goes, I'm going to do the same weight you're doing. And then I go, that's all good. And I go, how old are you, man? And he goes, 64. And I go, 64. And he goes, yep. I go, damn, I'm 57. Give each other a little pound, right? A little fucking acknowledgement, right? And I go, I don't know. I go, and how's your freaking health? No, he goes, I didn't look like this a few years ago. I was on my deathbed. I go, you're on your deathbed. He goes, my cholesterol was up, out of control. I had high blood pressure, diabetes. I was like, 280 pounds. He's like, Jesus. he's 219 right now. And that's because he let himself go. He was 208. And this, well, we talked for a minute, Hooter.
Wait a minute. So he lost 70 pounds?
Yeah. And he goes, I cut out all carbs. I don't eat any starch. I just eat steak. I eat like 4 eggs every day. I went, wait. I go, but didn't you say your cholesterol was high? He goes, yeah. And I go, and you don't fuck with oatmeal? And he goes, no, my wife does oatmeal and her cholesterol is through the roof. I don't use oatmeal. That's just oats. That's bad. And I go, and he goes, I eat sausage. I eat hamburger meat. I eat steaks, 4 eggs a day minimum. And I'm like, and how's your cholesterol? He goes, it's low. It's never been lower. I go, man. I go, people say that you got to go back to eggs and the yolk is good and they lied to us and yada, yada. And
they lied to us.
And then he goes, yeah, man.
You just can't mix it with carbs.
And so, yes, that's exactly what he said. Right. And so then, you know, I said, hey man, it was great meeting you. And he tells me his name and I go, what the fuck? I go, dude, you're the singer. And he goes, what? I go, yeah, I heard you in the sauna the other day talking about your goddamn Spotify. And so I go, I haven't looked you up. I heard your shit. And he goes, oh, thanks, man.
Get out of here.
I sort of got
it. He's a singer?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, anybody could put up shit in Spotify. So no disrespect to the homie.
I love how you just gave him mad props. And I ask you if he's, oh, wow, any fucking asshole.
I'm on love Spotify
it.
Singing.
Love it, dude. Anyway, love
so
it.
Anyway, fucking high five. We go about our business, you know. We talked about a bunch of others, but anyway, I left. I don't know, maybe 25 minutes later, he comes up, right? He goes, hey, Martin. And I stopped doing my set. I go, yeah, what's up? He goes, hey, man. And then he put his arm on me, and he goes, I'm no doctor, bro.
Oh, no.
He goes, I don't want you to go out there and start eating hamburger meat and eggs and steak. And then you have a fucking heart attack. And because you listen to my dumb ass.
Too late, asshole.
I go, he goes, this is all YouTube shit. I go, look, man, we're both grown ass motherfuckers. We know what we're doing and what we're not doing and what we're supposed to do. He goes, yeah, man, but you know, maybe talk to a cardiologist or some shit before you start doing all that shit.
I love it.
Bro, and you know
I love
what?
That he gave a disclaimer like that. Yeah. Because that's the opposite of what we do. Oh,
that's exactly what I thought. Dude, I was like, oh my God, I learned something today. Because I just say shit and I say it like it's a motherfucking fact. Like, and I'm like, I need to throw out, hey man, I'm no fucking biologist. Hey, dude. Man, I'm no goddamn scientist. I'm no...
I listened to the last episode to look for clips.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we are just every time we open our mouths, it's so God no, there's no way we're 100, we're batting 100, bro.
No way.
We're just doing shit out, dude. Yeah. But like really believing and screaming it, bro. That's hilarious that he gave you a little disclaimer.
Oh, like, dude, I'm like, this motherfucker taught me something today. I will forever say that shit, you know? Hey, man, I'm no brujo, but this candle might fucking heal you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm no magician. But
that's
bro,
hilarious.
I
dude.
Learned so much from that guy
that
the
is
other
so
day.
Awesome.
Right?
I love that.
So do I
love that story.
Oh,
because he probably couldn't even finish his workout because he was like, dude, this fucking asshole is talking about they said the eggs were bad. And if he fucking takes down a dozen of them and dies, it's on my ass.
He came looking, dude.
What about oatmeal? My fucking wife, yo, dude.
It's horrible. It's bad for you. It's oats. I'm like, yeah. Heart Association says it's good, but you know, Tech said, fuck that. Best part, he was wearing a red, white, and blue hat.
How do you not listen?
This guy's got freaking Kennedy on speed dial. He's got Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy gets his information from this guy's YouTube history. Oh, dude.
Love it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Big Tex?
Tex.
Yeah. Oh, Tex. Love
yeah.
that, too.
Yeah. Go check out his music, people. Tex Porter.
Tex Porter.
On Spotify.
Dude, I love that his name is Tex.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, who knows if it is or he just calls himself that.
It'd be even better if he was like...
If he gave himself that nickname.
Yeah, and
himself.
Like literally from Iowa or something. Yeah,
he just moved from California.
Yeah.
Motherfucker was in Malibu 2 months ago.
Yeah, we've been here longer than him.
Yeah, what's your name? Tex. Got a fucking toothpick in his mouth the whole workout.
Love it.
Oh, man.
That's tight, dude.
Yeah. Like
Look
I said,
you making Texas friends, bro.
Hey, man.
God damn. That's fucking awesome, bro.
Oh. Like I said, I was super grateful for that fool. Like, I'm like, I need to do that.
Disclaimer, dude.
If I could go back to every dumb shit I said and put a disclaimer on it,
dude.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's funny you say that, dude, because the migrant, sometimes she'll text me and she'll call me Hovind. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
you feel good. You know?
Like, well, when I was your age, they would say, y los muchachos. Like, the muchachos. I'm still a muchacho. And then you get to an age where you're a señor.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a different place to exist, you know?
Yeah.
And in English, I don't know, it'd be the equivalent of like the
young man
versus old man versus mister.
Yeah,
or sir. That once you get to the sir place,
fuck.
Yeah, unless you're, you know, BDSM role playing like goddamn.
But even out here, dude, because like some of the kids say sir
or fellas.
Yeah, one of the fellas.
I'm just here with the fellas.
Yeah, bro. It's funny because my grandpa, his brother is still alive and he's 83 years old and he's going to come out to the wedding. And he was telling my mom, like, I don't know if I want to go to the wedding because it's just going to be all you young people. But referring to my mom and her cousins.
Wow.
You know, like to him. Yeah. They're still fucking kids, you know. Like,
but to be fair, if you're in your fucking 80s,
exactly,
people in their 40s and 50s are kids.
They're kids,
you know. Shit, even 60s. Slow down, bro. Slow down. Oh my god. Yeah.
But yeah, dude. Like, as. Because, you know, you have been doing this a lot lately where you ask, like, okay, how old is everybody? And then you want to see, like, how close you are to the oldest in the room, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Like, once you're 83.
It's going to be rough to find people that are older than you, that are out.
That are out. Because that's what I was saying. I was like, man, where can I sit? Because Pella and I are working on the seating chart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I can't find a little homie for my Theo, dude. Like, once you're 83.
Yeah,
there's far and few people that are also 83, dude. That, like you said, that
is he
out.
With it? Is he with
fuck
it?
Fuck yeah, he's with it, dude.
100% with
100%.
It. 100%. Do you interview that dude?
No,
you're an asshole.
Interview? What do you mean?
Like, talk to him about what it was like back in the day, what he lived, what he's seen, the changes he's seen.
Oh,
like how he looks at shit.
Yeah,
that's like, those are great. Like, to get a perspective from somebody that fucking old, that means he was born in the what, late 30s, early 40s? 40. 80. Look at you mathing.
Yeah, 40s.
40s? Because
we're in the 20s now. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's a long time,
That's a long time to be around.
Dude. You got to figure he was a kid in the four. If he was born in the early 40s, he was a kid in the 40s, a fucking teenager in the 50s,
mm-hmm.
like in Mexico.
42.
He was born in 42.
Yeah, right? Because of 25.
In 1950, he was, yeah, this dude was like, you know, that's, and in the 60s, oh my God, he was probably so afraid of the hippies. They were probably talking so much shit about the hippies by then. Because you got to figure, 50s, 60s, he was in his 20s. And unless the hippie movement made it to the rancho.
Nah, he was already in Ireland by then. He was around the hippies for
sure. So he was around the hippies then?
Yeah.
So you think you got to ask him, did he hippie it up?
I'm sure he did.
You think he was a hippie? Oh, dude, put me on his table. I'll ask him if he wants mushrooms. Could you imagine getting an 85-year-old some mushrooms? And he says, I haven't had any since 68. That's when I was born, bro. Hilarious. This was meant to happen. Oh, if he hippied it up, there's no way he didn't smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did he smoke weed?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I think all those fools did over there.
From the Michoacan place? Yep. I think people smoke more weed than people realize they smoke.
I think so too.
I think about when I was a little kid and at a party, you'd always see the stoners walk away and they'd come back wearing shades, fucking putting on Visine, red ass eyes, and everybody knew where they went, but they felt like they had to go hide to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, it was the fucking devil's lettuce.
Yeah, nice.
But. Yeah, bro. We're doing the seating chart, and I love that shit, bro. Because I feel like I could set people up for success. You know, like I could seat the fuck out of people, bro. Like, I could set them up.
You could seat the fuck out. Hell
yeah, because I could set them up to have a really good time. Like, I think, oh, this fool and this fool will vibe really well. So let me put them right here, and these fools talk a lot, and these fools do too. So let me.
How
put them
big
right
are
here.
The tables?
They fit 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
comfortably?
Yeah.
Like eight big dudes?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't, like, they wanted to squeeze six per table. I was like, nah, four.
What do you mean six?
Like, you could, like.
Wait. I thought you said eight.
Oh, sorry. They wanted to fit 10.
Okay. I'm like, they wanted to squeeze six and you got
eight. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So eight fools comfortably. They wanted to squeeze 10.
Yeah.
Nah, hell no.
And then they also wanted to put fools on the edge. And I said, nah, dude. Just leave it like this.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I mean, nah, just it's probably, one or two more tables? Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. No biggie.
NBD? Everything's NBD. Bigger in Texas. You can't be tightening people up.
And there's some one-offs, bro. Like, what do you mean? I don't know what to do with them, you know?
Like, just coming solo?
Yup.
You told them they can't have a plus one?
No, I gave everybody a plus one.
Oh. You need some more plus ones to make it like a little blind date, wedding date?
Yeah, there's going to be, I feel, a lot of action, a few actions.
Like single dudes?
Yeah.
Single chicks.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Do you feel that a wedding is...
I'm pretty sure Alfred Robles is going to go up there and be like, we need four single dudes single chicks up here.
That'd be the best.
DJ, play Pony, bro.
The bridesmaids are up there.
Dude, that's what we're doing.
Oh, you don't have bridesmaids, though.
I'm finding four single ladies and four dudes for 10.
Oh, single girls.
For Alfred to fucking...
That'd be awesome.
That'd be the best.
Now, is there more single women or single dudes showing up?
More single dudes.
Do you think in their head... Because I felt like...
All the single dudes that are going think they're going to hook up with someone. They fucking voiced that to me. And it's hilarious.
The best part is that if I went to a wedding solo, you bet your ass I would swear, oh yeah. Not only would I think I'm going to hook up, I think that I'd have to turn some of them down. Like they're all going to want me. I don't know why I feel so wanted.
The expectations of single dudes
are
fucking through the roof, bro.
Insanity, dude. Like, you know. Because I was going to say, like, when you get invited to a wedding, I think a lot of people make it a point not to want to go solo. They want to take a date or somebody that will, just come with me. I don't want to go alone.
Yeah.
Because everybody's
plus one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so to hear that people are coming on the solo tip, it's like, oh, they're thinking there's going to be, this isn't just a regular wedding. This is the Hooter wedding. There's gonna be a pachanga.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's so freaking.
There's gonna be Texas honeys, bro.
So should we invite plus ones for the singles, or should we just let them be?
Let them.
How many single dudes and how many single chicks? Ballpark. Oh. You don't have to just throw it out.
Probably eight single dudes. Probably around there, dude.
Seven
chicks.
Seven solo chicks.
Yeah.
Rolling absolutely solitas or with people and then they're solo.
Yeah. There's a few that are rolling solitas, though.
That's pretty, I guess. Mm. Huh. And there's dudes that are rolling solitos.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. Well, yeah, I mean, some people you figure they're rolling solito.
Yeah.
And might be somebody out there for me. I can see people thinking that.
Yeah, of course, bro.
I'm a catch at 65. I already had all my surgeries. Nothing else could go wrong with this temple. At this point, it's like a rebuilt engine in this motherfucker.
A brand new track.
Except for the liver. It might give you some problems later on. Oh my God, that's so fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro. All
right, I get it.
Yeah,
good for them,
dude. Awesome for them.
Good for them.
Oh. Oh my God, dude.
You know, I just remember I wrote something down that I want. Speaking, I got a little sidetracked, but getting older, and I forget, you know, because I, you know, at a certain age, you go on social media, and it always happens to people that just got social media. Like you gave your tio, who's freaking, you know, 55 or 49. He's been married his whole life. Now he's single, and you give him a Facebook, and he's never been on a Facebook, and he just sees all these pictures, and he's just commenting, maybe thinking it's a conversation between him and the person. And people just put wild shit out there. Like older people put wild shit on social media, right?
Yeah.
And but if you've been around social media for a while, you know, hey man, maybe I shouldn't put wild shit.
For sure.
Especially this new generation. This new generation, especially if you've go to college, they are telling you that your social media is your business page. That is your, you know.
I know. Have you noticed that young people don't post?
No.
They will not post.
Because they don't want to fuck, because they know that employers are going to look on there. Now, you know, your generation was doing keg stands, like headstands on a keg and shotgun.
But employers didn't have MySpace, you know?
No, but
it wasn't a thing yet.
No, it wasn't a thing yet.
Now everybody has social media.
And so, you know, you would figure I've gone through the gamut. I know how to act. And this is, again, not that I forget how old I am, but sometimes I just don't care, right? Because I'll go, you know, I used to go on people's lives and saying, hey, click the link and listen to the podcast, thinking somebody from this live is going to go listen to the fucking podcast, or click this link to blah, blah, blah. You know, I'll click the link in my bio. Hey, what's up? Say something random. Hey, Epstein didn't kill himself. If you agree, freaking follow me. Or some, you know, and I still find myself, like, if somebody posts like a piece of food or cake or whatever, I might randomly put Epstein didn't kill himself on the comments just for the fuck of it, right? And by the same token, like, if I'm scrolling and I see like some chick on all fours with the ass up wearing like lingerie or a cat suit or I don't know, fucking a bikini. I don't give a fuck if it's overalls. The outfit doesn't really matter. It's that pose, right? I might like it. Well, I'll probably like it. And I'll be like, shit, I might put a fire emoji like a crazy person, which is, you know, the fuck am I doing at almost 60 putting a fire emoji there?
Do you get worried about, like, well, clearly you don't. Because you know how, like, you like it, and then, like, other people that follow you will see
that you like the
comic liked it?
Absolutely. I don't get worried.
Really?
No.
Because sometimes I don't want to like certain political things.
No, well, political things I won't like.
Nice. Ass up in the air all day.
All day.
Political shit? Fuck no.
I think people are more forgiving for ass in the air than they are for political shit.
You know what? That is extremely fair.
So and then I'll be like, you know, what other ass up pictures does this person have? So then, of course, there I go to the page once I've already put fire and like. And once you put it, you're an asshole if you delete it, right? So then I go, and then you see that there's a freaking pinned picture of the whole family in matching pajamas for Christmas. You know, the kids are wearing pajamas, the freaking dog is wearing pajamas, the freaking dude is wearing pajamas. Everybody's matching. I'm like, ass up. It's just has a family. And then there's a freaking, you know, biblical scripture
in
the Bible. And I'm like, wow, I got catfished. Like, this is not what I was expecting on this freaking page.
Ass up pic.
No, it's an ass up pic.
Yeah.
Well, now, in her defense, she did have a link to OnlyFans on the freaking link tree. And then I'm like, you have no idea what it – there could be a Bible scripture, matching PJs, a picture with ass up in the air, an OnlyFans, and it's still a family, godly woman. Mm-hmm. Who plays with her pussy for money on OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck it.
Making a fuck ton.
Making a boatload.
Yep.
Did you see that chick that turned 18 and made a millions?
In how many hours?
Millions, I think.
In like an absurd amount of time?
An absurd amount of
hours. I don't even think it was 24 hours.
And people are like, this is crazy. We got to stop this. Man, where else are you going to make that money at 18 with no experience?
Zero.
It's not going to happen.
Zero.
I think if you stop it, it's an attack on women. I mean... And it's not because I'm not on OnlyFans. I'm not fucking OnlyFanning, you know, shit. But I feel that a lot of these people
I can't get on board, dude.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, I was getting nudes for free. Mm-hmm. So the thought of fucking
paying?
Nah.
Well, it's their job, Hooter. You ever get any recruitment texts?
Oh, dude, what kind of recruitment?
So, like, and it's so nice that you get sucked in, right?
Let's see. What kind?
So, they'll be like, hi. Hope I didn't catch you at a bad time. We're currently hiring for part-time work, maximum an hour to 90 minutes, 60 to 90 minutes a day, with the potential to make $500 to $1,000 per day. Mm-hmm. You set your own hours. You know, work when you can, blah, blah, blah. Wherever you want from. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, this is the perfect dream. Fucking job. This is the dream job.
Yeah.
You know, reply yes if you would like more information. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been got so many times that I know this shit is too good to be fucking true. Mm-hmm. But how many fucking people are replying? And it goes to, is it AI that knows your schedule and knows, I see where this monkey goes on a daily basis. There's no way they have a job. I see how they spend their time when they're not driving. Like, if they truly are watching your every fucking move and you're their target, seriously, think about it, Hooter.
Bro, because if it is, because AI is an evil fuck, bro. AI is such a fucking asshole.
AI is just a tool. There's a fucking company that's saying, hey, AI, go find these fucks.
Go find that ain't fucks. Doing dick all day. It's hilarious.
Okay, but think about it. Shows like Jerry Springer used to come on at like noon or 1 p.m., mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's home at noon or 1 p.m.?
The motherfuckers, that's why that television commercial would come out.
Yes. Do you?
Hey, asshole, are you sitting around all fucking day?
Hey, you, stop scratching your nuts right now. You could be a dental assistant in as little as 6 months. Yes, a registered dental assistant working in an office like this. Hi, I'm Lisa. And 6 months ago, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. Now, I have a car. I have a house. I'm able to provide for my baby. The baby's right there with a matching hat, matching fucking Jordans right there, you know, because this chick is balling as a fucking dental assistant. Yep. You know, is it any different than that?
No.
Right?
Damn.
It's just the new version of that.
Fucking scumbags.
This fucking, hey, come to fucking DeVry. Come to the University of fucking Bullshit, where we're going to give you a degree. You know how many bullshit degrees I got throughout my goddamn life, Luther? Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. They'd all be in an iPad right now.
Bro, that's the new commercial.
Yes, it has to be.
Instagram during the day.
Yeah.
Hey, asshole, stop scrolling.
Hey, you scrolling
your dick off.
Send us your bank info so we can give you a deposit. Bro, we're going to give you a deposit before you get hired, you
dude,
fuck.
Dude, that's it.
It is, right?
That is it.
And I'm like, Jesus.
Because literally they know everything.
So like, if I'm on the road and I'm traveling and shit like that, it's like, okay, this is in a different place. He might be something. But when I'm home for like 2 weeks, boy, do those keep come pouring in. Like, this fuck ain't doing nothing. But fucking laying around all day, he's still employable. Let's freaking, you know, bro, who knows? And who knows what those things are? Like, some of them might be just a scam to take your cash. Some of them might actually be some shit where you have to send spam email all day to some poor bastards hoping they reply. Who knows?
And also, they see your, what you're driving to, how often you're driving, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
Wow, I did not ever think about that.
But you got a lot of them too.
1,000%, dude. Not only do I get those, I also get like, do you get these? The ones that say, "Hey, are we still on for coffee?"
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, who the fuck are you, guy?
Yeah. Hey, so nice chatting to you. I know it's been a while, but I saved your number. How are you?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking like.
But see, that's not cool because sometimes I'm like, did I fucking...
What did I mean?
Yeah, did I give out my fucking number? Or I always think about that. Especially if I'm hammered, you know?
I never reply.
Yeah, me neither. Because sometimes it's a little too, like...
Yeah.
This guy's from India.
Hello, sexy. Oh, anyway. Yeah, dude. I'm like, how in the fuck? They know.
Damn, bro.
They're hitting up all. I bet you people going to 9-5 ain't getting no goddamn fucking headhunter.
Yeah. Engineers don't get those fucking texts.
No, bro. They're out there engineering. They're doing things.
That's big Tex if he's getting those fucking text messages.
We need a singer. That's funny, wow. Big Tex. It's not Big Tex, it's just Tex, but I love that you called him Big.
Is he big?
No.
Not no more.
219, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
And he goes, I was 208, but me and the wife did a week of fuck it and ate everything we wanted. And in 1 week, I go, 1 week?
No, it must have been
more than a week, you fuck. It had to have been more than a week.
No way.
Unless you just went fucking straight, you know.
No way.
Beer, pasta, rice.
You'd have to really fucking.
That's easy. Like, I've jumped from 230 to 240, like, almost overnight.
No, that's crazy.
It's not that crazy, Hooter. You haven't gone on tour with Gabriel Iglesias.
That's very true.
It's a feast, dude. That's a feast. Somebody once said, going on tour with Fluffy could cure world hunger. Like, no, if you leave hungry after touring with Gabriel, you're a dumb motherfucker, bro. Yeah. You can't be helped.
No.
You can't be helped. Anyway, what else you got, Hooter?
Dude, I fucked up the other day because we're FaceTiming the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know how me and Micah have, like, that little frenemy relationship. And from the beginning of summer to the end of summer, when he was out there, I was like, what's up, man? And he's like, oh, where's my mom, you know? But he's fucking around,
right.
And so it had been a while since I had seen and talked to him. And I was like, what's up, Mike? And he was like, what's up? And I said, oh, just right here. You're probably so happy, huh, to talk to your favorite parent. And then he didn't say anything. And I said, yup, I knew it. You love only me more than your mom, huh? You miss me, not your mom. And then that fool's eyes got all sad. And then he just started nodding. And I was like, oh, fuck. This fool still has like 5 more days over there.
Wait, was he acknowledging that he misses you?
Yes, bro.
Oh, wow.
But he just looked like a little kidnapped kid right there.
Dang.
I said, oh, great, dude.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
To just set your kids away like that. But I guess, you know, you need a time.
To reset your life.
to gather yourself and deal with the flood. You know what? I've gone through so much. I just need to send these kids away for a while. I can't even right now.
Even right now? You guys are going to have to get out.
Listen, you're old enough to fend for yourselves. Me and your mom have some trauma that we have to deal with. We've raised you as good as we can. Now go.
Now go.
You're in charge, Meeks.
Dude.
Dude, Mateo's the second oldest, but if it was my mom and dad and they send us away, he'd be the one in charge. No way in hell they put the girl in charge. How crazy is that? Had nothing to do with the age. Listen to your brother, but he's 5. Yeah, no, caso. It's no, like, well, where are we? Saudi Arabia?
No way. Mateo wouldn't pass the eye test, bro. There's an eye test that you know. You're seeing the kids live, and you're like, nah, hell no. Nah, this motherfucker cannot be in charge.
That's fucking crazy.
But those fools learned how to ride a bike.
Oh, nice. I thought they knew. But
only Meeks. Yikes. Uh-huh. Yikes.
That's cool.
So Mateo learned, and then Micah learned. So that's going to be cool when they get back. Mm-hmm. And that's it. They're coming back tomorrow.
Dang. How soon before after you've been gone for a while and you come back?
Yeah, there's a little honeymoon stage.
Or is it a weird stage? Like, you know, because I remember one time when I ran away and I came back. But I guess that's so different. So different. The energy was so different.
Yeah, you're right there. Hey.
Hey, man, you know that in California, if you run away at 12, the adult that takes you to run away, that they can do it without your parents' permission.
Get the fuck out of here. I think
that's a new Newsom bill, unless I got.
You got. You see, there you go, dude. Screaming.
Listen, I'm not a law official. I'm just saying this is what I've read, and it can possibly be fucking true.
How awesome would it be after the podcast? We just put Tex and his disclaimer. Everything that was said on this podcast may not be true.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We don't even know. But dude, listen, it could be true.
That's insane.
Oklahoma.
That person should go to fucking prison.
Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma just passed the bill. Mm-hmm. And this one's for real. Where teachers, if you're going to work in their school, you need to pass a America First test. Which means they're going to test you on questions on the Constitution. You better be proficient on American exceptionalism. And you better know the difference between a boy and a girl.
Yikes.
That's what they're saying. Now, you know, Oklahoma is 49th or 50th, according to AI.
In education.
That's out of 50 not states. Great. But maybe it's because they haven't been taught American exceptionalism and the Constitution. And this is a boy and this is a girl. Once you do that, who knows? They might leap to the top.
I heard Oklahoma has better weed than California. What's the word?
Well, I mean, look at all the farmland.
You
know, we're wasting it on food in California. These guys are growing weed.
Dude, you also see a few states signed off that if you get food benefits, you know, like EBT, SNAP, whatever.
You could buy weed with it.
No. Oh. No.
More. So I read, Hooter, that's California. Is going to take EBT cards for edibles. As long as it's an edible and you can justify that you're going to eat it, it qualifies as food. And Newsom already signed off on it. Like, it's a done deal.
Oh, my God, dude. No. State signed off that you can't buy soda with it and junk food, dude.
Oh, wow.
And candy, yeah. They're cracking down.
How much junk food do you think is really being bought with that shit?
I think that's all that's being bought because really? That's what's the cheapest bullshit.
Okay, but wait. No, dude.
You think about a cup of noodles and you think about fucking beef?
Yeah, but you cup know? Of noodles, I bet you would qualify.
Hopefully they don't, bro.
It's food. Well,
that should be considered junk food.
It should. I don't disagree with you, but I also don't think that if you're hungry and you have a family to feed, I don't know that you're going to be buying chips and soda. I think that you're going to be buying things that are going to, like, I think you're going to be buying spaghetti. Rice. I think you're going to be pasta, rice, beans.
Yeah, I'd hope so, dude.
I think that you would buy that. It's if you're a hungry, if you're trying to legitimately feed a family,
sometimes
chips
see,
is not going to be in the fucking budget.
I see myself be putting fucking Pepsi up in the bottle, bro. Like, they can't be putting soda in the bottles, dude. That's crazy talk.
Mm. In the baby bottle?
Yeah, bro.
No.
Or like they'll put...
No.
Yeah, bro.
But they don't know.
They don't know. But good, because now they can't buy it with that shit.
Yeah, and like, you know, I think a lot of people would buy shit that would, like, for instance, if you're broke and you're getting that kind of help, think about how much soda costs versus how much
Kool-Aid costs. Soda? Yeah.
And you can make a lot of Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. and you know, versus soda. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I agree, dude.
But so I don't know. I don't see. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I don't think that it's like. I think that's a talking point from people that want to cut benefits.
I could see that.
Where
although they're not saying they're going to cut it,
just buying cigarettes and beer with it.
You're still going to get the same amount. You just can't buy certain things.
Yeah, and that's fine. I think that it's always been, this is on the list of shit that you can get. This is not on the list of shit that you can get.
And, bro, fucking poor neighborhoods are filled with fucking ADHD fucks, and people are just mowing down fucking Hot Cheetos, dude.
And, well, yeah, there's, you know, those food desert things.
And they're saying all ADHD is too much sugar at a young age.
I believe that.
That's all it is.
I absolutely
your fucking that. Brain can't handle that much sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Poor fucking little brain, dude. Give it a goddamn carrot.
Listen, when Micah does sugar,
he fucking goes crazy.
He goes crazy. He looks like he does. He has ADD.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had sugar every day at that level, which a lot of kids do, and there's a lot of sugar in everything. Even everything. Like you make them a sandwich.
Bread.
The bread has sugar. You make them, and you're trying to say, hey, man, here's a peanut butter and jelly on Wonder Bread.
Good luck.
Bro, you gave this kid
a fucking Snickers.
A Snickers. A freaking Snickers.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and everything has added sugars.
Yes, bro.
You see those cereals? Hey, here's a cereal, and they make it look healthy,
mm-hmm.
but how many added fucking sugars? They give you these juice. You buy juice, a shit ton of added sugar. So
what's
these
that bullshit
kids,
that's not even legal in goddamn Europe? The fructose, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
They add that shit to a bunch of different drinks.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's they add it to everything, not just drinks.
Gosh.
But again, you're trying to feed your kid something healthy. You know, when you go to McDonald's, you always get them the chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
How much sugar is in that barbecue sauce? And they all get barbecue sauce.
The ketchup, bro.
How much sugar is in the ketchup? And to be healthy, they don't get no compres coca. Get them a Sprite,
mm-hmm.
or get them an orange soda,
mm-hmm.
because that's the healthy option in a lot of people's minds. So, you know, yeah, the kids are getting sugar morning, noon, and night, you know, and then if you give them a treat, and even if you give them those breakfast bars, you give them a chewy granola, it's all sugar. And just because they put granola on it, people think, oh my God.
It's crazy what people fucking try to put on their labels, and they're still butt fucking everybody.
Everybody.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Man, my throat is dry. Sorry. I think I coughed in the mic like an asshole.
But we could only live and we could only pray.
Amen, Hooter. Anyway, I want to, I was going to say thank you. I was going to say thank you, good night, but I thought I interrupted you. I thought you had some deep thought.
Perfect. Perfect.
I thought you had some words of knowledge.
I was worried I was going to cut you off.
No. I was just going to say thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. We freaking love you guys. And yeah, fucking have a fantastic day, evening, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, so there's a ton of people that are still finding out about the Yeehaw Ha podcast. So if you can, please like, subscribe, and also share. Like, if you're already following the Instagram, share some shit. And if some of the people that used to listen to the Yo 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 follow you, boom, they'll get a little heads up that we started a new podcast called the Yeehaw Ha. So spread the word, help us out, and thanks for listening. Peace.